Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, filling in for Joe Lynham this week. Now, research reveals less than 25% of people have a clear financial plan for retirement. Leontia Fannin, Chief Sustainability and Corporate Affairs Officer at PTSB, joins me now to discuss. So first up, just 23% of people say they have a clear plan for their financial future to retirement and beyond, according to your new research, Leontia. Let's help listeners determine where they sit. What does this research consider a plan to actually include?
Good morning, Susan. As you said, the latest Reflecting Ireland research is revealing that a kind of clear say-do gap when it comes to financial planning. While the majority of us are intending to put a plan in place, only about a quarter of people have done so. And when it comes to the detail of a financial plan, as you've asked there, it really is dependent on people's individual circumstances to what suits them. But there are kind of three underlying themes that are coming through. So people are not as confident that they'll be able to afford the lifestyle they want into retirement. The research is also suggesting that people's commitment to long-term financial planning is dipping in that middle age, that kind of 45 to 54 year old age group. And that's just as importance increases. And then there's a clear gender gap emerging where women are lagging across all areas of financial planning and on their own confidence to fund retirement.
Now, I want to get into each of those. But the first thing I want to ask you about is the age cohort differential. So you were saying the age cohort who are least likely to have started a financial plan are 45 to 54 year olds, whereas 18 to 24 year olds are far more likely. I was surprised by that, Leontia, because I was thinking that the amount of income that would be earned by those two parts of our demographics would be very different. What did you find that's driving that?
Yeah, there is a differential when it comes to those age cohorts. So those 45 to 50 year olds, about 40% of that group have started a financial plan. And that compares to just under 60% of 18 to 24 year olds. And again, it goes back to what works for your own individual circumstances. So yes, possibly to do with the level of affordability, because when you think about that 45 to 54 year old age group, they're likely to be the people who have the highest level of outgoing expenditure, particularly those with families funding education, everyday life or multiple children. So it's possibly understandable for people at the moment, particularly given the cost of living and affordability challenges.
And the second thing I want to ask you about is the point you brought up about affording lifestyle in retirement. And I'm not going to ask you the obvious question about pension planning, but instead inheritance planning, because I think we're watching one of the biggest silent economic shifts happening in the developed world, namely the intergenerational wealth transfer. And you quantify right here for us, 7 in 10 respondents say they have received or expect to receive an inheritance. What's the consequence of that?
Yeah, what we're seeing is that there's a huge level of reliance on people when it comes to inheritance for funding future financial planning and their retirement. But we did look at the values of expected inheritance. So for those that are expecting to receive an inheritance, about 50% of those are expecting to receive around 100,000. And then as the denominations get larger, so between 100 and 250,000, it lowers to about 20%. And then anywhere upwards of 250,000, you're in around that kind of 10% marking. But the finding here, which is quite key, is that the reliance levels on inheritance there, as I mentioned, are quite significant. Almost half of people are saying that they're fairly reliant on that inheritance that they're expecting, which of course isn't always guaranteed to achieve their long-term financial goals. And I think it's particularly relevant given many of the respondents are indicating that cost of living and affordability is really the most pressing concern for them about growing older in Ireland.
The reliance, that's the thing that's key, I think, here, both obviously in terms of timing, which has a big emotional component to it as well, and the quantum that you mentioned. But I also want to ask you about the third thing you raised, which is the gender gap. Will you tell us where is the confidence gap coming from when it comes to women?
Yeah, there's a gender gap emerging, and I think it's been widely known and covered before that women are lagging behind men when it comes to areas of financial planning. But about 4 in 10 female respondents say they started a financial plan. That compares with about 60% of men, and only about a similar amount are confident. Females are confident that they'll be able to afford the lifestyle they want into retirement. And again, that compares with about 60 to 70% of men. Women are also less likely than men to consider key factors for later life. So understanding tax implications or managing debt before retirement. So it's certainly an area, and I know the government's National Financial Wellbeing Strategy is focused on women as a core group, but it's certainly one to watch as we think about financial planning for ourselves into the future.
And if I could just ask you in 10 seconds, do you think that the financial services industry understand and tailor its offering sufficiently to women?
I think PTSB certainly has an area of focus on this. We're not isolating our support just for women. It's for anybody who needs it. And we're holding our own financial planning week in our 98 branches next week. And we'd encourage anybody, men, women, anyone to come in and talk to us. And really the first step here is what I'd encourage people is not asking them to put together a comprehensive financial plan in the morning, but it's just to talk to a qualified financial advisor and come in and see what your options are.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Leontia Fannin, Chief Sustainability and Corporate Affairs Officer at PTSB. And stay with us on Breakfast Business, because next up we'll check in on the market.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.